Ron McGilvey, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. You've had some big news this week come out of Hanley Town Football Club, which will really, I personally think, will be a big moment for the future of the football club. You've launched the Youth Development Programme. If you first of all could just tell us about how it came to be that you've launched this development programme this week.
Yeah, Rich, so thanks for having me on. It's something I've been trying to develop since I've been where the chairman, you know, where really, you know, where we had at Hanley Town Academy as such, you know, where we're now joined, but it wasn't 100% affiliated with Hanley Town. It was a separate company. And I just want everything under one roof, and I want her to work this differently. I don't agree, you know, well with the name Academy. I think that gives children and parents a false impression. And the Academy should give some structure and leadership and a pathway through to adult football, and a lot of academies around here don't. And whilst this youth, you know, a development programme will do that, I was quite clear that I didn't want to call it an academy. So, for the past 12 months, I've been trying to find a home. So my dream is for every member of Hanley Town to train together and get to train, sorry, and to play together, all from one facility, as opposed to being all over Stoke-on-Trent. So I spoke to numerous venues, and we were lucky to do a deal with St. Peter's Academy, and we shall be starting there from the 1st of July, hopefully with 10 teams, starting from under 7 all the way through to under 14 on a Sunday. And on a Saturday, we shall be doing under 14, under 15 and under 16, where it gets a little bit more competitive. And then we're also trying to bridge, get the gap there, Mitch, from youth football to adult football by doing a floodlit league team on a Wednesday night for 16 to 19-year-olds. So they will be going into the Midland floodlit league. So there's that clear pathway from your child from age 7 all the way up to 20. There's a clear pathway, you know, for your child in football in Stoke-on-Trent.
Quite a few of our clubs in the local area have a youth setup. So how will Hanley Town's differ from what we see at Newcastle Town, Leek Town and Kidsgrove Athletic and the independent ones? Because there seems to be quite a lot of thought gone into this, reading your press release that you've put out.
Yeah, personally, I think what Leek, Kidsgrove and Newcastle do is absolutely fantastic. The independent ones, I just don't agree with them at all. Call themselves an academy. Well, what are you an academy for? You know, I just don't agree, you know, with them at all. Kidsgrove, Leek, Newcastle and ourselves have all got a first team, and the academy is to try and facilitate people through, you know, to our first team. So the way we differ from probably a Leek and Kidsgrove and maybe not so much at Newcastle is we will be training at the one venue and playing from the one venue also. So from under sevens all the way through to the first team, everybody will be training side by side, and I don't believe that anybody offers that, Rich, at all, where everybody can interact, you know, where Ryan, Ben and Tim, the first team management, so the first team players, give them the seven coach, he can interact, you know, with the under eights, the under tens, all the way through up to the first team, so that we are passing on, you know, a knowledge, experience, and also, you know, with pitfalls as well of grassroots football, you know, because it isn't all singing, all dancing and all roses. So it's going to be a big learning curve for the football club. You know, where we want the right people and the right coaches on board and the right children and parents on board to help us. And One thing which does stands apart from any team in Staffordshire, and I would almost say in the country, is thanks to Ken Jervis-Kear, and this is just remarkable to me, every single team will play in the same kit with the exactly the same sponsor as the first team. Now, if that is not giving a football club an identity, then I don't know what is, because I mean that's a lot of kits, and for Ken get Jervis-Kear to come out and sponsor it's absolutely incredible. You know, when they approached me, I didn't approach them, so but they can see what myself and all the people in the background are trying to do for the football club, and they jumped on board. So you know, it's incredible. You know, if you imagine if you're a 7-year-old child and you're training, get next to the first team, and you're wearing exactly the same kit, exactly the same sponsor, then you're going to feel a part of the football club straight away, aren't you?
You certainly are, and I think that's a fantastic move, that you've got everyone in the same kit. This even the trainers, the coaches will wear the same tracksuit that Ryan Schott and Ben Chapman will wear. What is the end goal for the academy? Do you want to hopefully one day produce first team players and have the first team, like Crewe did a few years ago, have a starting 11 of homegrown players, essentially? Or is it, even if you're just given an opportunity for young people, young children of North Staffordshire, to go somewhere, have a good time and learn a few skills playing the game that we all love?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit both, Richard, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think at 12 and under, it's all about fun. Fun. Social engagement and you know an interaction. I think kids are missing out on quite a lot, you know with these days. So we'll come down, train, and if you're the greatest player, great. And if you're not, you know, well, that's okay. We will worry about being at the best at age 13, 14, 15, and 16. You know, well, when we transition to 11 aside and we transition, you know, which is the Saturday football, but to the very first stages, it's all about social interaction, because I think there's too many kids now who just sit in the house, we're behind an Xbox, still playing football, but it's, unfortunately, it's on an Xbox and not out on the street.
It certainly isn't. If anyone is listening to this thinking, I want to get my children involved with the Hanley Town Youth Development Programme, how can they get their players, their children, to sign up and be involved in such a great project?
Okay, so what they can email, it's ydp@hanley-townfc.co.uk and register their interest there, or they can send us a message on our Facebook page and they can be redirected from there. Also, we shall be setting up a soccer school as well, Rich, on a Saturday morning from St. Peter's Academy. If people want to come down and, you know, and just have a trial for ages 4 to 12 years old, it'll be £3, it'll be 9 till 10 every Saturday, starting from June, with a UEFA B coach and with a member or two members of the first team, or depending on where Hanley Town are playing that particular Saturday.
That's great that you can have the first team players there. Just quickly to wrap up, because you see them playing if you go down and watch them, and then to have them passing on their knowledge, any kid will love that. I know when I was younger, I did similar up at Chorley, and you sometimes got the first team players down doing training, or they'll be doing a bit of fitness work, and you got to work alongside them, so it'd be fantastic for the kids, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so, mate. And then also, whatever we're going to do is even with the training on a Wednesday and Thursday night, as we'll split, you know, when the time's up, so that every team trains with alongside the first team at least, you know, with 3 or 4 times a season, and then it just brings that culture and that closeness and that identity, you know, we're together, so that when the younger ones come down and watch a game, you know, where they feel a part of it, and that's the way you have to grow a football club, is through where the youth, because if they feel part of it, you know, when they're going to come down, and a parent that just wants an easy life. So if the kid wants to go somewhere on a Saturday, okay, the parent is going to go where the kid is going to enjoy himself. And if he's already got that, you know, where, you know, where familiarization with the first team, and if his friends are coming, you know, I just want to create a fantastic, you know, atmosphere of Tanley Town.